praise thee, Lord, for thy great plan, that we thy dwelling place may be.
Welcome to Life Study of the Bible, brought to you by Living Stream Ministry. These programs are based on the ministry of Witness Lee and his 21-year-long crowning work, The Life Study of the Bible. We'll include excerpts from his spoken ministry, which focuses on the enjoyment of Christ as the divine life as revealed in the Bible. We hope that through these studies, you'll be brought into a deeper enjoyment of the Scriptures and of our dear and precious Lord Jesus. You can contact us by sending email to radio@lsm.org. or reach us toll-free, 888-LIFE-STUDY. Now, let's join today's program. Of all the revelations in the book of Revelation, the most profound is the final one, seen in chapters 21 and 22. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and the sea is no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice out of the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will tabernacle with them, and they will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them and be their God. What these verses, in fact, what these chapters reveal, is not heaven with streets of gold and mansions, but rather a spiritual building, a composition of God with his redeemed people that comes out of heaven to the new earth. Joining us again today to fellowship regarding the New Jerusalem is Bob Danker. Bob, welcome back to the program. This is stirring stuff.
Yes, Chris. I'm so happy to be back, and I love this subject, the New Jerusalem.
Well, we had a very clear, I would say a very profound word on the program as we began our look at these final two chapters. And we saw that our eternal destination from the clear word of the Bible, Bob, is not heaven, but rather the holy city, New Jerusalem, that comes down out of heaven. Bob, some may say, well, this is just semantics. These are synonyms. But maybe in the way of review, you could spend just a minute touching the final destiny of God's believers.
Yes, Chris. The final destiny of the believers is not to go to heaven, as most Christians believe. According to the revelation of the Bible, God's intention is to have a dwelling place on the earth. And this you can see from the entire Scriptures. Of course, the Lord taught us to pray, Our Father who art in heaven. So surely God dwells in heaven, but his real desire is to dwell with his people on the earth. And if you read the Old Testament, you find out that God's people built for him two dwelling places, the tabernacle and the temple. These dwelling places were not in heaven. They were on the earth. And when you read the New Testament, you see that the dwelling place of God is the church, which is also on the earth. God's intention is to dwell not only with his people, but in his people on the earth. So at the end of the Bible, we see the New Jerusalem comes down out of heaven from God. And so we can see that our ultimate destiny is not to go to a place, but to be the New Jerusalem, which is God's eternal dwelling place that comes down out of heaven onto the new earth.
Bob, we're very burdened that the Lord would really bless these programs. We need his shining. We need his illumination. We need his pure, clear word revealed.
That's right, Chris.
Let's join Witness Lee.
These two chapters have been a real hidden thing for centuries. People understand these two chapters in a very, very natural way. They consider this is just kind of a material city. When we were young, we had a gospel song that we are going into a golden city, and the street is golden, and so forth and so forth. Well, in this book, the hard thing for us to understand it is how to understand all the symbols, all the signs. You know, in the first chapter, right at the beginning, it says, the Lord shows all the things to the Apostle John, not only by words, but also by signs, which we call symbols. Signs, symbols. Not only the universal bright woman is a sign. You just look at the seven golden lamps. Those golden lamps are signs. Even the Lord Jesus is designated in this book specifically as a lamb. The lamb is a sign for us to know, to realize who the Lord Jesus is. He is the lamb. Not only so, he's also the lion. The lion. These are signs. Now, you have to understand, even the New Jerusalem, the city, the whole city is a sign. To understand the sign, we need our mind fully renewed and enlightened. Is this a material city or what? Would you tell me? It's hard. And we cannot and we should not understand such a sign in this kind of natural concept. We have to realize this is a sign. Signifying what? Signifying God's eternal building. To be God's dwelling place. Be sure God's eternal building is not something material, but something living. And God's eternal dwelling place is something built up, constituted with his divine life. And this is too mysterious, too deep, too profound. It's hard for any human language to describe. So God's wisdom is to use just a picture to show you. Just a sign. So don't try to understand the signs in this book in the natural concept. You must realize what a sign signifies.
Well, Bob, this is a hard point for people. I think we have to be fair and confess we've been here for many years under this teaching, and still it can be hard for us to grasp that the New Jerusalem, revealed in Revelation as the final consummation, the final conclusion of God's purpose in this universe, is not a physical, literal city. No more than the Lord Jesus is a literal lamb or a literal lion. Those certainly, though, are apt symbols or signs to describe aspects of him. Why would the Lord use such a sign as a city to describe the New Jerusalem?
Well, a city, Chris, indicates something that is built. It indicates a building. The New Jerusalem is a sign of the ultimate consummation of God's eternal building. It is a building. In the beginning of the Bible, we see the tree of life, we see the river going in four directions, and we see the gold, the delium, and the onyx stone as materials.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't see anything built. We just see a garden there.
Right.
But once we get to the end of the Bible, we see a city that is built of gold, pearl, and precious stones. So this city is a sign of God's building. It's something that is built. So from the beginning of the Bible to the end of the Bible, what does the Bible describe? It describes God's work of building. God is building himself a city, which will be his eternal habitation, and also our eternal habitation. But this city is not a physical city. Not made of physical materials. In the Old Testament, the tabernacle and the temple were physical. But when you come to the New Testament, all these physical things are put away. And now, in the New Testament, God's building, God's dwelling place, and even the materials, the stones for God's building, are not physical things. They are living persons. Chris, even the tabernacle and the temple in the Old Testament, although they were physical things, they also were signs. They were signs of God's redeemed people who are his actual and real dwelling place on the earth. So, in the New Testament, We leave the physical realm altogether, and we enter into a spiritual, a divine, mystical, and spiritual realm. In this realm, everything is invisible. It's kind of difficult to understand. So we need some signs that help us to see and to grasp these spiritual things which are beyond our natural understanding. When we consider these signs, we need to consider them in the Lord's presence, and we need very much the enlightening of the Spirit in our spirit so that we can be illuminated and we can have the proper understanding of the significance of each of these signs. Certainly this is true of the New Jerusalem. The New Jerusalem is the greatest sign in the whole Bible. And as Witness Lee pointed out, we need a renewed and enlightened mind to understand this sign.
Bob, I'm going to read a couple more verses here from chapter 21. Throughout the program today, we want to touch these verses. Now that we understand the principle of seeing the city as a symbol, as a sign, these things become more clear to us. John, in this portion, in chapter 21, even points out what the Lord did and what condition he was in for him to be able to see this. And I think we can all gain something. Chapter 21, verses 9, 10, and 11. And one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and spoke with me, saying, "Come here, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." And he carried me away in spirit onto a great and high mountain, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, as clear as crystal. Let's go back to Witness Lee.
The New Jerusalem is a living composition of all God's redeemed. It's a living composition. Composition here means a building. It's a living building of all God's redeemed. This thought of God's people being building materials to be built together as God's dwelling place is there. Where? It's there in the Old Testament. You can trace back. Not only so, in the New Testament. When Peter firstly was brought to the Lord, you know, the first time the Lord met him, right away the Lord changed his name from Simon to what? To Cephas, which means a stone. Then in Matthew 16, when Peter recognized that the Lord is the Christ, the Son of the living God, right away the Lord told him, "You are a stone." King James says, "You are Peter." Actually, it means, "You are a stone. And I will build my church upon this rock." So in that one verse, you have the stone and you have the rock. Then Peter, later on, in his first epistle, tells us that Christ is the living stone, and we all are like living stones coming to him. We all are living stones to be built up into a spiritual house. You can see the salt of the stone to be built up, to be built up for God's habitation. It's not new in this book. It is all together there in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. Then in 1 Corinthians, Paul also had the same kind of concept. He said, "Maya, the church is not only God's farm, but also God's building." And he said he was the master builder. And he warned us, all the builders, we have to be careful with what material we are building. Wood, hay, stubble, or gold, silver, precious stone. You see, you have the stone here. So this concept is all through the Bible. Now, who are the stones? No doubt, if you collect all these sections concerning the stone, you surely would realize the stone, especially the precious stone, signifies God's redeemed, regenerated, and transformed people. So we all must realize all the stones with which the New Jerusalem is built are what? Are you and me. All the redeemed, regenerated, and transformed saints. Are you not a piece of stone?
Amen.
You are. You have to say that you are. Because Peter tells clearly, we all are living stones. But now we are not fully transformed. We all are here under the transforming process. Hallelujah. Now what? Now God is building.
Bob, the single greatest realization or revelation a person can get is who Christ is. And of course, Peter got that realization, and the Lord commended him for it and said, "This was not of flesh and blood, but my Father in heaven revealed it to you." But a close second has to be the revelation, the realization of who we are. Almost as critical, isn't it?
Yes, Chris. These two revelations are the two most important revelations I think we could receive from the Lord. First, we need to know that Christ is the Son of the living God. He's the Christ of God. Then when we see this, then the Lord will say to us, "Well, you see what I am, now I'll tell you what you are. You are a stone, and on this rock I will build my church." And here the church is God's building. So the Lord told Peter that he would build his church with stones such as Peter. And of course, Witness Lee pointed out, Peter picked up this concept in his first epistle and said that not only Christ is a stone, but we all are living stones and are being built up into a spiritual house. Well, this spiritual house, of course, is the church. And this spiritual house that Peter mentioned in 1 Peter chapter 2 will consummate in the New Jerusalem. This New Jerusalem is not a physical building. It's built with living materials, living persons as materials. These living persons include the triune God, who is embodied in Christ. In numbers of places in the New Testament, Christ is called a stone. He is the cornerstone. He is a stone of stumbling. And this Christ, who is a stone, is the material for God's building. God's building is actually Christ. But when Christ enters into us, he transforms us to become stones in the same way that he is. Then all these living stones, including Christ and including every believer in Christ, will be built together to be one building. And that building will be the New Jerusalem. That New Jerusalem is the ultimate consummation of God's building. God builds himself into his chosen people, and he builds his chosen people into himself to produce a mutual dwelling place, and that mutual dwelling place is the New Jerusalem.
Hmm. Bob, we all have to be like John, in spirit and really, in a sense, carried away to a high place where we can get this revelation. This will change our life. It will change our Christian life. It will change everything.
That's right, Chris.
Let's go back to Witness Lee. Bob, we want to look more at these materials, these stones. Revelation 21:18, "And the building work of its wall was jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with every precious stone." Here's Witness Lee.
The New Jerusalem is a living composition. It's a living building. It's not a living pile. It's not a piling, but a building up. Now God is building us. Firstly, he has to transform us. Then he builds us. Now the whole city eventually is his building, the living composition of all God's redeemed and saved, regenerated, and transformed saints. This city is built, is composed of treasures. What are the treasures? The city proper and its street, only one street. The city proper and the street all are golden. Now we know gold in typology always signifies the divine nature. So this city, this building, is altogether composed with God's divine nature. If you have seen the vision, you will renounce, you will reject everything that doesn't belong to God's divine nature. You will reject everything that doesn't match God's divine nature. Today, the whole church is something built up with God's divine nature. No mud, no brick, no wood. You see, the whole solid body is golden. It is built with the divine nature of God. This is the New Jerusalem. And then pearls for the gates. You have to impress the gold for the city proper with its city street and the 12 precious stones and all the 12 pearls. Hallelujah. This is the sign of the New Jerusalem. A picture, right? A picture or a sign is always better than thousand words.
Bob, these verses tell us that the city is built of precious things, gold, pearl, and precious stones. All of these things have a very particular and unique appearance, don't they?
Yes, Chris. In the Bible, gold signifies the divine nature, as Brother Lee pointed out. Actually, the actual building materials for the New Jerusalem, gold, pearl, and precious stones, are symbols of the three of the triune God. Gold is God the Father with his divine nature. Pearls is Christ the Son with his redeeming death and his life-dispensing resurrection. And precious stones is God the Spirit with his transforming and building work. This is the triune God. The actual materials for the building of the New Jerusalem is just the three of the divine Trinity. What does this tell us? This tells us that if we are going to be a part of that city, we must be filled and saturated and permeated with the triune God so that we also become gold, pearls, and precious stones. And this is the way that we are built into the New Jerusalem, by having the triune God dispensed into us day by day and constituted into our being to transform us into these three kinds of precious materials to make us the same as He is. Then, after being transformed, we all can be built together. All the believers will be built together with one another, and we all will be built with the triune God to become this organic living building, which is the New Jerusalem.
It's our destiny, Bob. We're not going to be in heaven in literal mansions, walking on literal golden streets, or playing on special golf courses, some of the fanciful things that our natural mind will conjure. This is God's revelation, isn't it?
This is the pure revelation of God's Word, the Bible.
Thank you, Brother Bob. We're out of time. We can never do these subjects justice in the short amount of time, and we just have to commend the program to the Lord and recommend to our listeners that they contact us to get the supplemental material. Please call us. You can reach us toll-free 1-888-LIFE-STUDY. That's 888-543-3788. Or you can reach us by mail, Living Stream Ministry, Post Office Box 2121, Anaheim, California, 92814. Or email to radio@lsm.org. For Bob Danker, I'm Chris Wilde. Thank you for listening today. Thank you for listening to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, brought to you by Living Stream Ministry. The focus of Living Stream is the works of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee, two co-laborers with the Lord in China in the first half of the 20th century. After World War II, Witness Lee brought this ministry first to Taiwan then later to North America, and eventually to the entire world. For more than 20 years, he spoke these life study messages, unveiling how each book of the Bible shows God's eternal plan. God, through Christ, wants to dispense his life and nature into redeemed man, so that man would become God's expression, enlargement, counterpart, and habitation. These studies go far beyond mere doctrine and unveil a personal, practical, and experiential Christ. In these short 26-minute programs, we summarize and condense Witness Lee's rich speaking. But to enjoy all the riches in these messages, we hope you'll visit our website at lifestudy.com. There, you can read all of the life study messages absolutely free of charge. You can even create your own life study reading schedule or download more life study audio programs just like this one, and all at no cost. Again, the website, lifestudy.com. Thanks for listening.